This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got the Yankees in a little bit of a losing streak. The Mets on a winning streak. It'll be nice to get that sweep later today at Citi Field, the game that Boomer wanted to go to, apparently. And it's Boomer and Geo coming to you live at Bill Ford Tough Studio. I was able to secure us, if you would like, seats right behind home plate today in the Delta Club, if you'd like to.
I can't. I'm busy.
Oh, you're busy now. Well, you just said you wanted. It would have been nice if we brought you a game.
I would have appreciated if one of you guys would have said something to me, but you didn't.
I never thought that you'd actually want to go to a game this afternoon.
You did your yeoman's work yesterday.
Okay.
So don't worry about it. And then you also told me that you offered Izzo money for breakfast this morning.
I did, and I've got witnesses for that.
Right, and Izzo said don't worry about it because CBS Sports Network is sending over Zucker's Bagels. So thank you to CBS Sports Network for remembering my birthday. But you wanted to take credit.
I did.
That you were giving Izzo money for our breakfast.
I did 100%, exactly. I just wanted you to know the only reason I did let you know about that is you were bitching about the Met game thing. So I was like, now he really thinks that nobody's doing anything for him.
You know, the other thing, too, is I got here this morning, yeah, and somebody sent me a putter. And I thought you sent me the putter as my birthday gift.
No, I wouldn't do that because everybody's got their own equipment. I wouldn't just give you something that I knew you wouldn't use.
Al, there's a putter in my office. Can you go get it? It's a Makefield putter is what it's called.
Have you ever heard of that brand?
I had not.
Why don't you go get it?
Biatch! Al went and got it, so thank you, Eddie.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Eddie is unbelievable. He really is.
It's that classic Curb episode with the sponge where the mother-in-law of Larry spills the wine on her. She goes, somebody get a sponge. And Larry goes, how about you get the sponge? Yep, same type of thing. No, I didn't get you the putter.
I thought you did, man.
No, it would have been nice that I think about it. But knowing what I know about golf these days, like if you would have said I wanted this particular putter,
nice. Look at that.
I would have said I'll get you the putter, but I don't.
And I like a heavy putter.
It is a lefty. They make sure it's a lefty.
Yeah, of course it's a lefty.
All right, just making sure.
Isn't that pretty sweet?
I didn't get a chance to really see it yet, but yeah. Oh, it's, yeah, nice and weighted.
Yes, it looks nice.
Oh, is this one of those ones with the weighted, like, gives you the pendulum already?
You know, in other words, I love the putter that I have.
Yeah.
And you know I'm good with it.
I'm very good with it, yes. Yeah.
But I will give it a shot. It's very nice. I thought it came from you.
You're just making me feel bad about this at every turn when I'm trying to tell you I've done stuff for you.
See that? Makefield.
Yeah, I see that. You know, the putter I want is this Lab putter. They make them out in Oregon, LAB. But, like, do you buy a $400 putter when you suck at golf?
I think you
know
gotta,
what I'm saying?
I think you got to continue to play before you get to that level.
Yeah, but maybe it saves a couple strokes
I'll
here.
Say, like, you know, yesterday one of the guys we were playing with said, man, Gio's really improved. Even though I know you didn't feel like you played well yesterday.
Well, I didn't, yeah.
But he said, because the last time he played with you.
I was better the last time.
Nah, and then you weren't driving it as good as you were.
Oh, okay, yesterday. Yeah, it was the driver. Yeah, driver worked out, but I couldn't hit the irons yesterday. But whatever, I'm trying to flush yesterday.
Oh, yeah, okay? Flush it. Okay.
I'm trying to flush yesterday.
By the way, thank you to the folks to Mayfield that sent that over to me. Give it a shot. I'll give it a go. But I do really like the putter that I play with.
My buddy Frank Argento is now up at Waikouliao Country Club. Said you got to have a putter bag. You got a full blown putter bag.
I have like 30 putters.
Yeah, see,
I have more. I'm already. I literally have 500 golf clubs.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I'll get there at some point. But yeah, I'm thinking about this lab putter.
I have like my first set of real clubs that I bought, which were Ping Persimmon Woods.
Wow.
And beryllium irons. Mm. The copperhead beryllium irons.
My goodness. So that's what they made in the 20s?
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
It's just too easy to lay it right up there. I'd like to see those, by the way. All kidding aside.
I actually had the woods refinished.
Yeah.
To make them look pretty. So, yes.
Before we get to the Yankees, and if you're worried about Aaron Judge, because I am not, let's go to Matt in Morristown. What's going on, Matt?
Boomer, are you turning 11? When my dad turned 63, he didn't want anybody to look at him. This is like, when's Bingo the Clown coming in for your party? Nobody celebrates birthdays past like 20. I don't understand what's happening here.
I'm hoping for Bluey this morning.
Bingo the Clown!
Yeah.
Listen, man.
I'm a Bluey guy now. 100% all in.
See, I have an opposite take on that because I know Eddie hates birthdays.
Yeah.
But I have an opposite take. You know, as you get older and you have children, everything is geared towards them, as it should be. You know, every holiday is theirs, their birthdays, everything you do for them to make them happy and have a great childhood. So when you're an adult, you get one day. Because, all right, Father's Day, Mother's Day, they're nice, but it's not really, you're sharing it with everybody else. And then sometimes Father's Day you do with multiple people, Mother's Day you do with multiple people. So birthday, one day out of the year. It's about you. One day out of 365.
Right.
So I think as you get older, the birthday is more important.
Yeah, like, see, Father's Day used to be all about me. Now it's about me, Gunnar, and Matt.
Exactly.
So yep. Now I got to share it with these other two.
Exactly. That's why the birthday's
the
birthday.
Sucks, and it's I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, it's not my fault that CBS sent me, you know, Zucker's Bagels. That Mayfield sent me a putter.
Yeah, I mean,
that you're trying to tell me that you offered money to Isidro to get my birthday breakfast. I mean,
yeah.
You guys are bringing this up to me. I'm not bringing it up to you.
No, I you're absolutely right.
And I get this incredible, funny birthday cameo.
Yeah, you didn't ask for any of this.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It was funny because I see you this morning with Allie, and then you go back to the office, and I go, yeah, it's Boomer's birthday, by the way, today. And she goes, why don't you just say happy birthday? And I said, well, I'm going to be on the air 4 hours talking about his birthday. I'm just letting you know.
But I'm not, if you'd
like to say happy birthday before you leave,
yeah,
I'm informing
not,
you.
I'm not, like, I didn't expect anything.
Yeah. Well, that is right. So in defense of you that Matt in Morristown, Boomer didn't come in and say, hey, I need this, 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 and this. Everybody's just because you're, because the man you that you are.
Yes.
People want to do nice things
for
you.
Yeah, but no, I think you guys are just, you know, torturing me like you do every morning.
No.
Yes.
No torture.
100% torture.
No torture.
An ARPS that you are.
CBS was nice enough to send the bagel. Hey, Stephen Waldron from CBS, do you pay for those bagels or does Tyler pay for those bagels?
It's from the company.
It's from the company.
It comes out of the company.
It comes from our heart.
It comes from your heart. Okay. So are you the one that places the order? Or is that somebody?
Maraid does that.
Oh, Maraid does that. Okay.
Yeah, Maraid's good, man.
She's very good. She's on top of things. So, Stephen, have you done anything for Boomer today?
No, not personally.
I mean, he's done a lot for
you. I was going to ask him to play golf yesterday, but.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't want to.
Just like we asked you to play out in Vegas at Summit Club.
Bopping all over the place.
Yeah. So you just let someone else send the bagels from CBS and you just basically piggybacked on that, but you've done nothing for him today?
I'm taking no credit. It's from all of us.
Okay, what about like a graphic or something? You couldn't go to the graphics department and put up a happy birthday Boomer with a misspelling or something like you guys usually do?
Stand by.
Stand by. All right, very good, Steven. Right. It's good talking to you.
Yes.
Steve in Manasquan.
There you go.
Oh, there we go. Happy birthday,
hey,
Boomer.
Perfect. That was quick.
Yeah, nice. Steve in Manasquan. What's up, Steve?
Yes, sir. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, really quick question regarding golf. I was watching the Masters, and I noticed players put their scorecards in the back pocket. Is that part of the rules? Can you give the scorecard to the caddy to hold, or does he have to keep that throughout the whole?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know the specific answer, but also that scorecard is in a book, and that book contains all of the greens and all of the holes and all the kind of like mapping of each of those holes and greens, so they know what they're hitting into and where they're hitting into. So I don't know. I think it's just something that they become used to, where they put that kind of like, what would you call it? It's a...
With the thing in their back pocket?
Yeah, it's not just a scorecard.
It's a yardage book. What they call it.
Yeah, it's a yardage book, and it looks like a little notepad.
Yeah.
And they have notes in there that they keep with their caddies, and they share with their caddies, because their caddies have their own, I think.
Yeah, they both have something that they're...
Right, so they're always constantly talking about where the pin is placed, the way the green is formed, and where you want to try to hit it, if you can get it there. And, you know, when we're watching the Masters, how many times did you see them have to hit away from the hole?
Oh, of course.
To actually get it to the hole.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like that, what we played yesterday.
Yes, with the greens rolling like crazy.
Yes.
All right. So the New York Yankees, three losses in a row, and Aaron Judge is struggling mightily. And I know that there's got to be some concern there because he came off that injury. And I remember, you know, last year you were saying that an injury like this may linger for a long time and he may never be the same with that type of injury. Now, I just think this is a slow start. I don't think you're going to see him deteriorating. I think at some point he will wake up. So I'm not concerned about him. But I have a feeling that you may be, because of the stuff you were saying last year about the recovery from that injury and how it could linger for a very long time.
All right. So watching him this year, I personally don't see much different than what I saw prior to his injury last year. He doesn't look different to me, and he's still playing the outfield, and he's still playing great defense.
Yeah.
He may be a little bit spooked when he gets near a wall or something, but I think I also feel like he feels like he's indestructible. Much like Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso, the way that they started, and Jeff McNeil, the way they started, you know, baseball's a timing thing. They got to get into a groove, and he just hasn't found it yet. That's all there is to it. He just not has found it yet, and he will find it. And when he finds it, it's going to be like 6 weeks of just home run after home run, hard hit ball after hard hit ball, and we'll see the true baseball player he is. But this, like he said last night after the game in Toronto, he's off to a slow start, and that's all there is to it. They lost three games in a row. It's no time to panic yet. You know, we have... Like I was saying, for the Mets, it was as brutal as it was in the beginning. Look at where they are now. They're 9-8 right now.
Yeah, they're starting out 0-5.
And they're playing. They're getting good pitching. They're getting timely hitting, albeit from different guys that you weren't expecting it from. But I think it all started in Cincinnati because they finally got away from the negativity of being here. You know, thank God they won that one game before they left.
That's right.
But they had to get out of here because nobody had any expectation at all for the Mets. Everybody thought this was going to be like a rebuilding year. And even Jerry and I, we believe that they're going to be over 81.5 wins. We do believe that. And Ron Darling called in and said, hey. Smells like playoffs. I don't know what he was smelling at that time. But I was so annoyed that, you know, when they lost that game on Saturday in Cincinnati, when so many things went wrong. I've never seen a game go haywire for a team the way that particular game went haywire for the Mets. But he said, just hang in there, man. It's a long season. Like, even he had to talk me off the ledge after that game.
Well, sure. And they go out on the West Coast swing after today and a day off on Thursday, Dodgers and Giants, before coming back home to play the Cardinals.
We'll see how good they are. Man, if they can win today, that would be great. and then have that day off and see how good they are when they stack up against the Dodgers.
Let's go to Mike, who's in Brooklyn. What's going on, Mike?
Boomer Geo, good morning, guys. Hey, Geo, I got that putter you're talking about. I don't really like it, the lab.
You got the lab putter?
I got the lab putter. I got it. I got it. And it's not really for me, but if you're looking, if you're interested, I just sent you a DM and sent you a photo of it.
See, what, you're just going to, are you going to resell it for the $500 that it is?
Yeah, I'll sell it to you, man, for a little discount.
All right, DM on what, on Instagram?
Yeah, on Instagram, I sent it to you.
Okay, all right, thanks, Mike. I will check that out. I mean, if,
all right.
Yeah, and what didn't you like about it?
Listen, I'm more of an arm lock guy. I tried with the arm lock, and I experimented this and that, and I just like the arm lock better.
All right, very good. Let's see.
Maybe you should arm lock.
Arm lock's great. It really helped me a lot.
I think Joe needs a little help in that department.
That was actually, in the beginning yesterday, I was really good with the putter, and then when I needed to, towards the end of the match, to sink a couple of six-footers, I choked like a dog. So, yeah. I don't see these DMs. I don't know. This is unbelievable. Everybody says I send you a DM on Instagram. I never get them. I don't understand.
Maybe there's something in the settings that you have to change.
Yeah, I don't know. Peter in Connecticut. What's going on, Peter?
How's it going, guys? First time caller, long time listener.
What's happening, Pete?
So I just want to talk about Aaron Judge. I know you guys were just talking about him and saying his foot isn't really an issue from last year. I think his ab injury from spring training is still...
That's the thing that's still bothering him, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's wincing when he pulls up to the bases. And also just want to get you guys' take on that infield defense. Rizzo doesn't look like himself. Glaber's got to figure it out. I've noticed he switched infield gloves the last three games. And Volpe's the only one that looks like a stagnant part of that infield. So just want to get your take on that.
Wow, three losses. That's a lot of negativity just because of three losses.
Yeah, the Gleyber Torres thing, though, man, he is such an enigma because the Yankees have held on to him.
Well, he's a good baseball player, just hasn't turned out to be a great baseball player. You know what I mean? He's really solid. He's a solid major league player is what he is.
And you still get the sense that
There's more there?
Yes, and also that he's, I mean, I hate to say
lazy.
This.
Disconnected?
Yeah, there are days where he's not into it. Let's put it that way.
Which would be surprising to me.
Well, it's surprising. We've been seeing it for years.
You know, our caddy yesterday was Dominican, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he really wanted to talk baseball. And
you shut him right down.
No, I didn't. No.
I don't deal
with
this.
He loves him some Juan Soto.
Yes. I heard boomers like, let's just read the green here and let's not talk baseball. I talked baseball 4 hours
today.
I did not
say that. You know that. Stop.
I was like, listen, yeah,
that's such a lie.
Hey, give me a yardage and zip it, will you?
That's what fake news said.
No, of course he didn't do that.
But no, he loves Juan Soto. And, you know, and I was like, yeah, I mean, I just don't know if the Yankees are going to pay him what he thinks he's worth, what his agent thinks he's worth.
Yeah.
Unless he has a spectacular year. He has to have a spectacular year, and he has to lead this team along with Aaron Judge and everybody else to a World Series. Because if they don't, then they're going to go in another direction. They'll spend money somewhere else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, I don't know if it's true or not, but...
What's that?
I said I don't know if it's true or not, but I think maybe the Men's Warehouse is having a sale this weekend, and our new program director can go over there and go into the bin and get as many shirts as he can get.
Oh, into the bin? What do you mean?
Well, he's like a Men's Warehouse model.
Which is... Like I don't know what you're implying.
A good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah,
it's a good thing. Oh, okay. You know, he's got the khakis and the you know the check shirt on.
Yeah, he claimed it was not Men's Warehouse.
He said Macy's.
He said it was Macy's.
Maybe he shops the South Shore Mall.
Like I would wonder, is there anybody that could have come in here as a program director that could have walked in wearing something? You would have been like, this guy's got style.
Rangers jersey.
Yeah,
he is a Ranger fan. That I do know.
Or like a Kajuice, the golf company. Maybe that one.
Yep.
Or if he was just decked out in all flag and anthem, you'd be like, all right, this guy knows what he's doing.
We can help him with the flag and anthem.
We absolutely could.
Right, MAGA hat. What's wrong with making America great again, Eddie?
Oh,
is something wrong
with
that?
Thing.
You find
not
something wrong with that?
Not a thing.
I'll ask the guys at Shorehaven Wealth Partners about you know how great America is.
All righty.
And how good it can be. And how much greater it can be.
All right, Jerry.
Happy birthday.
By the way, we're giving up, we're giving away Boomer and Geo live tickets next hour. So we're doing that every day this week. It's completely sold out. So your chance to get in the building will happen in the 9 a.m. hour. All right, Jerry, what's going on in sports?
All right, brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door. Did you see this article on ESPN.com from Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler on Bill Belichick by any chance? Came out, I would say, within the last 40 minutes or so. I got through as much of it as I could. It's about Bill Belichick not getting the Falcons job. And just a couple of notable things from that, which might surprise you, might not. One, Belichick firmly thought he was getting the job and that he was blindsided when Raheem Morris was named the head coach later in the day. Two, down whatever, 9-10 paragraphs into the article, it talks about how Kraft, a rather blank check, you know, the references Belichick gave and one being Robert Kraft, and that apparently the phone call between Blank and Kraft is what took Blank in a different direction. But wow, that was interesting if it's true. It said Robert Kraft wanted to move on from Belichick after the 22 season, but it was Jonathan Kraft that said no, one more year at least. And then also it says, according to the story, that it's the Giants, Eagles, or Cowboys next year is what he's looking for and doesn't think he'd be hired anywhere else. And that could be it. I mean, and it looks like Jerry Jones, according to the article, might be the only option in that group. Very interesting stuff.
Well, I mean, we got to see what happens with the Giants this season. I mean, if they have a miserable season, then John Mara, there's no way that he wouldn't consider Bill Belichick. I mean, I do think that Jerry Jones is a better possibility. Yeah. I mean, so
I think
Bill Belichick thing is really interesting.
Strange,
huh?
Isn't it?
I mean, after the documentary and now this, I mean, it's... Is there any part of you that thinks that maybe Robert Kraft doesn't want Bill Belichick to go somewhere and be great again after the last couple of years in New England, that he would give him a crappy recommendation and be like, I don't want him to have another job?
You know, it's kind of interesting the way the owners treat the coaches. I mean, it's almost like they just discard them. Well, you know, Bill is a very forceful guy. It's one of the reasons why he's been so successful as a coach. And he knows how he knows the inner workings of football better than probably any coach out there. And if the Falcons would have hired him, I think that would have been a great hire. But I also know that he probably, and this is why he moved a couple guys around, Arthur Blank moved a couple guys around in his organization, and then all of a sudden hired Raheem Morris. I don't know. I just feel like maybe Robert Kraft said to Arthur Blank, like, look, you know, this guy's going to be a lot of work to deal with. He is a lot. He doesn't really. Maybe just doesn't really respect. I think he respects the owners, but maybe he just doesn't respect the football's acumen or IQ of the owners. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So very interesting article. It's long. There's a lot of stuff in it. So
you know what also says down here who turned down the Falcon job? Stu Gatz turned down the Falcon job, but he let everybody know that it was his if he wanted it.
If he wanted it.
If he wanted it, it was his.
They called me. I was involved.
Yeah, but apparently he wanted to play on the team.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want to take the job of the head coach.
Isn't that the second Stu Gatz turning down a job in the last couple of days?
Yeah.
Right?
Turns down a lot of jobs.
Turned down the Yankee job?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, but he wants it just so everybody knows that it was his if he wanted it.
You know. Actually, the headline of that article you're talking about is voted off the island.
Right.
Inside the Bill Belichick failed job hunt. Those three teams, three coaches, Nick Sirianni.
No, that was the other thing. It said that the Eagles had serious internal discussions to get rid of Sirianni for Belichick, but ultimately decided that they didn't know how much longer he would coach for. Before they made a move like
that. You got to believe that the Eagles are the odds-on favorite for the NFC East right now.
No.
Not the Cowboys.
Yes, the what Cowboys. They won the division last year.
Yeah, but have they done anything this year?
Not a whole lot, no. No, they haven't, actually. No. Nope.
I mean, don't they have to figure out what they're doing with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons with their salaries?
That would help, too. Those are three, last time I checked, kind of important players on that team. Yeah. I would think so.
Well, what do you think they're going to do?
I don't know. I thought
Didn't
Dak would have had
Lamb
an extension
say, I'm not
right
coming
now.
To off-season program?
Yeah, there's that. That is true. Yep, yeah. He's going to sit out, not show up.
Do you think the Eagles are the odds on paper? I mean, they gave Devonta Smith a
three-year extension for 28.
Yeah, he's happy. Yeah. Seems like everybody in Philadelphia is happy.
Everybody's happy. Okay.
By the way, did any of you guys listen to Spike's first show yesterday?
I actually logged onto the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
And then I got a phone call, and I forgot to go back. So no, I did mean to though.
Yeah, I went back and listened to his open yesterday, and he opened up saying that he wants the Philadelphia Eagles to draft a guard. So that was his initial open was talking about offensive line, football, Spike Eskin.
Really,
win games in the trenches.
Did he thank us?
No. He just got right into it and how it's been a long process and he should have been there earlier and it was like January.
He should have been there earlier.
He was like, he was implying, January we announced this and now it's 4 months later and I'm finally able to do the show.
Just so you know, I was so important at WFN, they wouldn't let me go.
And then he got right into it. He was like, offensive guard.
Wow. Stop it with the offensive line.
Yeah. That's what he did.
Wow.
I'm not saying he did a bad job. It's a good show. But it was just interesting to hear him break down offensive line play.
I would have thought he would have opened with the 76ers.
No, well, it's all Eagles all the time down there in Philadelphia.
I know. Playoff game, though, coming up tonight.
How about the Flyers possibly having to pull their goalie if the game were tied in regulation, which ultimately they did because the only way they could get it to the playoffs is they had to get the 2 points in regulation and hope other teams lost.
No.
No.
I don't think the Flyers are fourth now.
Yeah, I know they're
down there.
They're done. I know, but I was going to say, you think he even knows that hockey exists down there?
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
I would think so. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I don't know. He's a sports talk guy now.
Okay. Spike sucks.
So he's doing hardcore sports.
Hardcore sports talk. Yeah. That was the point I was trying to say. That it's just interesting knowing him, talking to him throughout the years that his first show, afternoons on WIP, he's breaking down guard play.
Draft an offensive guard.
Guard play.
Hmm. Probably one of the more underappreciated positions in football, but also at the same time, one of the most boring positions in football.
Looks like we got another gift.
Oh, boy.
Hey, send it in right now. I just want, we got to make sure that Boomer sees all this stuff as it comes in here. We got to make sure.
Are you taking credit for this one, too?
No. Not at all. No. I'm not
Jerry's trying to take credit for
there
everything.
There you go.
Okay.
What do we got here now?
Oh, gosh.
Happy birthday, Booms. Yes. Cupcakes from Ford.
There How nice is that?
It's got the Ford Mustang cupcakes. Logo on it.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man.
So, that's little Winnie Doo-doo, if you're watching, I got my cupcakes.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's also the Mustangs.
And their Ranger colors, too.
And their Ranger colors, too. Look at that.
Yeah, Booms, number 7.
Would you like one, Jerry?
No.
Eat one.
No.
Here we go.
Eat it. No, I only eat meat.
Jerry.
I want a meat cupcake.
Jerry,
not eating the cupcake.
On, Jerry,
I want to lose weight. Give me meat. Jerry, I want steak.
It's Ford.
Pork roll.
Eat it.
I know it's Ford. I love Ford. The Ford Mustang is my favorite car of all time.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I've told you that many times, actually. The Ford Mustang is the one car I've always wanted, but I feel like I'm too old now for
it. Well, let's get you one.
Nah, I'm too old.
What? What do you mean?
I look like the creepy guy in the Ford Mustang. I understand, but I'll look like the creepy guy driving the sports car.
What are you talking about?
I'm 50. Oh, it's a car for like a guy that's 30.
That's so great. Creepy Jerry Recco.
I can't do that.
In a tank top with his hairy shoulders.
No. No.
Now hanging out at bus stops.
Oh, and get your Ford Bronco.
The Bronco or the Maverick, I've told you I'm not ready for a car yet, but that's where I'm thinking next.
So it is the Mustang's birthday as well today, right, Boomer? Is that what you were reading before?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. There you go.
Pretty good.
You and the Mustang.
Both celebrating.
How cool is that?
Well,
so happy birthday.
I don't want the cupcake.
Thank you.
He's got to finish the update, then he'll have it out in the newsroom.
Otherwise,
No, he'll throw it out. Eat the cupcake.
I don't want the cupcake.
Eat the cupcake.
No.
It's my birthday.
You got a burger? I don't want the cupcake. I can't eat the cupcake.
Got a burger.
You have one, too.
I'll wait for the break. My voice is not going to be great with the cupcake.
What?
Thank you.
Just eat the cupcake.
Then you get all the icing and stuck in your throat.
Down your throat,
yeah,
right?
Schmutz down the throat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, they're very good, man.
Yes, I'm sure they are. They look delicious.
Look, they have one with my autograph on it.
Wow.
Look at that, Boomer.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of thought.
Mets did beat the Pirates last night, 3-1. Yankees lost to the Blue Jays 5-4, so they've lost 3 in a row. So today, you've got Marcus Stroman and Kevin Gausman.
You know, I haven't gone to the bathroom since the colonoscopy.
Number 2?
Yeah.
So I saw you pee on a tree yesterday.
Yeah, I was trying to kill it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think once you get cleaned out like that, it takes a while for it to restock.
Poopovich!
Yeah, you have like... you have like 30 feet of intestines. It's just...
It's all sitting in there?
It's got to fill up.
Yeah, it's recoiling.
I have to maybe take another Ducalax. Is that the thing? What do you think?
No,
How long did it take you to go to the bathroom?
I don't remember. A couple days, I'm sure.
But well, you've also gone almost a full week, though, even without
that.
Yeah,
I normally go during the week, like 3 or 4 days, you know, in between.
Okay. Wow.
Twice a week.
Christ almighty.
He's a bird.
God. At my like lowest of eating calories, like I would do every other day would be, but 3 or 4 days in a row.
Have you ever gone out to dinner with him? You have.
I have, of course.
It's like a little bird eating like salmon.
I have. I know. In beautiful restaurants, same thing.
Yeah, same thing every time.
It's a salmon and a sweet potato.
Al, you gonna have a cupcake for me on my birthday?
Sure.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Look at that.
Oh my God. What?
Would you like Eddie? Would you like one?
No, I don't have enough.
He says he only goes to the bathroom.
All right. Would you like to have a Mustang or a Boomer cupcake? Boomer. All right. There you go.
He only goes to the bathroom twice a week, like every 3 to 4 days.
I mean, you're weird.
Last week we do a podcast together. Last week, he said he ate for dinner 16 ounces of ground beef.
I did hear that, actually. He said that on the warm-up show. Yeah, with no vegetables.
Nothing.
Yeah, just a pound of beef. And then he's still not pooping. It's crazy.
How did he cook it? He put it in a frying pan?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't feel like making a potato. And I keep seeing all these people on carnivore diet. I said, I'm just going to eat this whole pound of ground beef.
Eat meat.
It did not feel great when I was done.
The what? You meat. Said something over
meat. Meat.
You said something over here. You're only doing this because of what? I didn't hear you.
Because if I eat the cupcake, then you guys have to eat the cupcake.
Oh, you ass.
Eat it.
No, I'm not going to.
Eat the cupcake.
I don't want the cupcake.
Eat the cupcake. No,
I love you. I don't want the cupcake.
No, you don't.
I don't. Thank you. Very nice of you, though.
It was very good.
Yeah, I'm sure it was wonderful.
Jerry.
I don't want to eat. We've done this before. Yeah. I don't want to eat the cupcake.
We've done this before.
I don't want the cupcake. Oh, man.
You don't want the Mustang. You don't want the cupcake.
I do. I feel too old for the Mustang now.
I'm not too old for the Mustang.
I'm 50.
So what?
I feel like the Mustang's a cool car for like a 20 to 40-year-old. I thought once I got into my 40s, if I don't get it by the time I'm 50, that's past me. I think I got to look more Bronco or Maverick at this point.
Do you think Heritage Edition Bronco, or do you think like Bronco Raptor, or do you think Bronco Sport?
I checked my checkbook first. Some of those are outside my, they're really nice.
We'll get you a deal, Jerry. Come on.
No, you get a deal. I get a deal. But yes, that's what I'm looking at now. I love the Mustang, though. Great car. Favorite car of all time. Lakers did earn the 7th seed in the West. You had New Orleans is going to play Sacramento for the 8 because New Orleans lost to the Lakers. Sacramento with the win over the Warriors. You've got the 76ers and the Heat tonight. The winner of that game will be the 7. They will play the Knicks. What else can I tell you here real quick? I guess we don't have any time. Islanders close out the regular season tonight, but then they take on the Hurricanes in the playoffs. And the Rangers, who are done until the postseason, learned last night they will play the Capitals in the first round.
And I think their first game is going to be 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Not Saturday. Okay.
No, because the Knicks are Saturday.
Got it.
And I do believe, I would think then, if that were the case, just speculating here on the Islanders, that the Islanders' first game would be Saturday down in
which is not fair.
Why?
But they're playing tonight, then they got to start Saturday, and other teams are getting more time off.
Yeah, I know, but it's also building availability, and, yeah. You know, the Knicks and the Rangers happen to be successful at the same time, so that kind of puts a little monkey in the monkey wrench in the situation, so we'll see.
All right, monkey in the wrench.
Monkey in the wrench, monkey wrench situation. Have another donut.
I haven't had any. Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Built Ford Tough Studio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My penis looked bigger.
Not only. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Not only are my pubes in the best condition they've ever been in, but my penis looks bigger, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What do you have over there, Booms?
Another gift. This time,
another gift.
A buddy of mine who works at the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, wow.
FBI. Sent you over a nice little golf hoodie.
Oh, me?
You know, and me too.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, and he's in, I think he's retiring, and I think he's getting into the security service business. But he said, hey, had a few of these laying around. Love for you guys to have them. Happy birthday.
Look at that. FBI.
Yes.
New York office. SWAT team.
SWAT team.
Yeah.
We don't mess around.
So I was watching the documentary. Did you guys watch New York Homicide?
Yes.
Almost done with it. It's so well done. And the police officers that they talk to, including Bill McNeely, are just phenomenal. And these guys and the way that they talk, they're so New York. Like the one big guy that's in the diner, you know.
Oh, yes, yeah.
There's Manhattan South, Manhattan North. You know, so the South and the North. And he's just like, so the perpetrator was about 6'2", 240 pounds. I love it.
How about the female detective?
Oh, yes. She's awesome. And also that guy with the Grateful Dead pin who has one of the all-time voices I've ever heard. It's just deep and just like if he were interrogating me, even if I didn't do it, I'd be like, I did it. I'm sorry. I did it.
You know, thank God there are people like that because that is just arduous and painstaking. And they're dealing with victims' families and just all the side of the stuff that we never see.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, basically, it's done by Dick Wolf, who does,
Law and Order.
Law and Order, yeah. So these are the stories that are ripped from the headlines, and these are the real stories.
Yes, the actual real stories.
And the people that were investigating the murders.
Yeah. Which one did you think was the most interesting out of the stories?
I thought the one that was the 21-year-old case that they couldn't solve, and they figured out it was finally the wife.
Oh, okay. Yep. There was that one. And then, yeah, that was the one. Howie was his name. It was the wife and the brother you're talking about.
I forget. Pilmore or something
that. Yeah, it was Howie or Harvey Pilmore. Yeah,
I think something. Yes,
so they knew it was the wife for the longest time. They just and the brother. They just couldn't prove it.
It just again, but it just goes to show you how hard their job is to get to the actual evidence that they can prove beyond a reasonable doubt in a criminal law, case that they can find these people guilty.
Yeah, I found the one with the two young kids as the most interesting, when the guy got stabbed in the park. They killed him in the park and threw him into the lake. That to me was just, it didn't make any sense other than those two were completely nuts. And now they're both out, by the way.
Because they did it when they were younger.
But still, I mean, they only served like 8 years or something, they're out.
And you realize the victim's family is like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. And the one guy, I guess the Daily Mail or somebody caught up, or the Sun or one of those papers caught up with the one guy. He's like living in New Rochelle area, just hanging out, nice house. They go knock on the door. He's like, yeah, I'd like the pass to be the past. Okay. All right, OJ.
Yeah, but I'm like, not, it's not like, I felt like the girl in that situation was the impetus to all of it.
Yeah, no, it seemed like it. And she's out and about. She got in a car accident. They found her. She's big now and has like a cane. She's walking around. I couldn't believe that they violently murdered that guy. And they're just like, they served like 8 years.
Yeah, but again, it was because of their age.
Still.
They knew what they were doing.
Exactly. And they filled his body up with rocks to try to make him sink. After they gutted him. I mean, are you kidding me? So, anyway, I got it.
Anyway, but it is, I told you, it's a great documentary.
No, it was very, very good. I think I have one more.
I sent Billy a text.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were like a TV star.
I don't think I've met.
I don't think you have yet either.
Yeah, he's tremendous in that whole thing. I mean, those cops are, the retired New York City police officer, but those accents is like, that's my favorite accent on earth. Is that accent, like the Bill McNeely cop accent, is just the best. All right, so you've gotten presents all day long.
Yes, I have, and I appreciate that from everybody.
And you've got another one. You got something else coming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, one more thing.
And isn't it Boomer's birthday?
It is.
April 17th. Happy birthday, Boomer Esiason.
It is Boomer Esiason's birthday.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
How about that, Joe and Evan?
Joe and Evan back in the day.
Did you give yourself your own birthday shout out in the Sportsman's today?
I did not.
Oh, that'd be like the height of narcissism right there.
Yeah, I know. I did
birthday
not
shout
that.
Out to me.
I mean, it's bad enough I have to read the Ford because the Ford has me with the Mustang.
That's right.
You know, and I'm uncomfortable because I didn't write it.
That's right.
And it's very nice that they wrote it, but I have to read it, which puts me in a very weird situation.
It makes you seem like you're making a bigger deal of it than you want to make.
Sometimes the sports minutes can be,
a waste of time.
A little bit. A little bit. You know, birthday
shout-outs. No offense to the guys that are giving them, but sometimes they are.
Yeah, no offense, but I think they suck.
Trying to keep the company afloat.
I mean, it's just so funny. Just like stuff like that with Joe. You know, I mean, my penis is bigger, if you know what I mean. Or... I mean, no offense to you, but that's terrible. Oh, sorry, I didn't take any offense.
Or
to that
look
joke.
Around, you know, Bob Solid texted me this.
Yeah, you're right. I can tell you this, he doesn't like the quarterback. I can tell you that much, okay? I don't know why, I mean, he hates that guy. 877.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.